This Gay Big Stroll Down Memory Lane has been digitally remastered by
Steve Seashore
and StaffAnnouncer.com.
This is WKBW serving 17 states, two nations with 50,000 watts, Buffalo's big radio voice. What you're about to hear is the modern sound, the influential sound of Radio 1520, a kaleidoscopic 24-hour-a-day offering of music, news, personality, excitement. The result? Well, hear it for yourself. The day begins in Buffalo with a fresh approach of Perry Allen. That vital morning audience listens and reacts to the early hours on KB.
There he is, Johnny Nash on the even newer WKBW. We kiss and the angels sing. And according to the cry of the muddy-chested crow for a Friday morning, we've wandered around to, wow, like 27 minutes, 45 seconds after the 6 o'clock marker. And, of course, this is Perry Allen.
Your success has been an inspiration to every village idiot in the country.
Well, anything we can do for society, we're proud and happy and satisfied.
This is no place for second best, 'cause only the best will do. There's no two ways about mayonnaise. Hellman's is the one for you.
And we sincerely hope at 29 minutes after 6 you'll be able to stay with us this morning all the way until 9.
Are you kidding? You can get killed that way.
Well, what are you going to do? Win a few, lose a few. Here's the K-Big Sports Scoreboard Report for 29 minutes, 15 seconds past 6 o'clock.
Play ball and get out under those fungos there!
Sure. Here's the story. The Bisons rallied to score a 5-4 victory over Miami last night. That gives the herd the International League leadership by a full two-game margin. Other scores, Toronto 5, Columbus 4, Richmond over Montreal 2-1, and Havana defeated Rochester 12-6. Incidentally, Miami is at Buffalo again tonight. Game time is 7:30. KB covers the majors in the American League. Cleveland over Baltimore 3-2. Detroit beat Boston 10-5. Chicago 4, Washington 1. And New York defeated Kansas City 5-4. In the National, St. Louis 3, Milwaukee 2, Pittsburgh 3, San Francisco 1. Chicago over Cincinnati 6-2. And Los Angeles beat Philadelphia 5-2. Finally, the Floyd Patterson, Ingemar Johansson heavyweight title fight, postponed from last night because of rain, may again be put off by bad weather. It's exactly 6:30, by the way. KB will bring you definite word at about 11 o'clock this morning.
WKBW, this is the race that sets the pace for Buffalo.
Buffalo, we're at 70 degrees.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to This Is Your Bed, You Made It, Now Lie In It.
Man, crackies, that stirs up nostalgia, all right.
Couple of memories supplied for a fearless Friday morning, June 26th. By Tommy Edwards, the oldie, my melancholy babies. It's 15 minutes, 45 seconds on the uphill side of 7, the longest yawn in radio, the Perry Allen Show, to continue over most of this same station in less than 5.
W. K. B. W. Pulse. Beat. News.
WKBW temperature is 70 degrees. The complete weather forecast following the headlines from KB Action Central, presented by the Liggett and Myers Tobacco Company, makers of L&M filter cigarettes. WKBW regional newsmen report that a Chautauqua County probation officer has been arrested on first-degree grand larceny charges. Authorities say 42-year-old Raymond F. Lindbergh of 34 Cook Avenue, Jamestown, took more than $1,000 worth of county funds since 1957. He's being held in the county jail without bail, pending grand jury action. Damage is estimated at $15,000 in a spectacular blaze which destroyed a large barn on the George Root Jr. farm near the Cattaraugus County village of Randolph this morning. 5 pigs were also lost in the blaze. Buffalo firefighters, meanwhile, quelled a blaze of undetermined cause that swept 2 city-owned dwellings this morning at 101 and 103 Walnut. Officials told KB Action Central the fast-moving blaze originated on the first floor of 101 and spread to the roof of 103. No estimate of damage was given. A 52-year-old Buffalo grandmother, Mrs. Helen Babin Bartlett, faces a hearing next Thursday in connection with the death of her heavily insured second husband. Mrs. Bartlett is accused of first-degree murder in the bathtub drowning of 44-year-old Alfred J. Babin in 1956. The woman was arrested Wednesday after returning from a three-month honeymoon with her third husband. Elsewhere, State Park police are seeking to learn whether there was an occupant of a small boat which was swept over the Horseshoe Falls last night. Patrolman John Trubis spotted the craft believed to be a rowboat or a canoe. Trubis told KB Action Central the boat appeared to be empty. A screaming two-month-old infant was bitten to death by a rat yesterday in his parents' cottage in the slum section of Coney Island. Mrs. Rose Fox, the child's mother, heard the screams and found her son covered with blood. The boy died after being rushed to a hospital. In other news headlines, Governor Earl Long of Louisiana goes to court today to try to win a release from a state mental hospital. On the KB Canadian News ticker, the St. Lawrence Seaway will be officially dedicated today at Montreal by Queen Elizabeth and President Eisenhower. On Capitol Hill, the Senate has approved a bill extending existing excise and corporation income taxes for another year. From New York City comes word that steel companies apparently are waiting results of a contract talk in New York City today before banking their furnaces. And finally, police in Milwaukee are searching for an uncommon garden variety thief. The burglar stole a potted fern and four philodendron plants from the Wisconsin Floral Company.
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody could do it. But L&M is low in tar with more taste to it. Settle for any other. Low tar, more taste. Don't settle for one without the other. L&M.
Mr. Weatherman, take the cue and tell us what the weather's gonna do.
On the WKBW climatological map, this hour's reading shows warm and humid today through tomorrow with occasional showers, thunderstorms in the area, high today in the 80s, low tonight 65 to 70. Present WKBW temperature standing at 70 degrees, relative humidity 83%, and the winds out of the southwest at 10 miles an hour. Repeating the K big story of the moment, Chautauqua County probation officer arrested on first-degree grand larceny charges. Liggett & Myers Tobacco Company, makers of L&M filter cigarettes, will present the news again tomorrow morning at 6:45.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
Featuring a discussion of love letters from Ma Kettle to King Farouk, it's the Perry Allen Show.
Good morning, cousins. 11 minutes to go until 7.
What more can I?
There he is, Lloyd Price, at exactly, according to the cry of the muddy-chested crow, 8.5 minutes on the uphill side of 7 o'clock this Friday morning. Lloyd's got personality. There's a great tune. The way he sings it is so, you know, swinging.
It was wrote by a fella named William Shakespeare that lived over here in the old country here a while back.
Yeah, well, I thought it had that certain touch. By the way, 70 degrees, the current WKBW street level temp.
Know your America with Texaco's History of the American Flag and Touring Historic America. Beautifully illustrated in full color. And it's yours, absolutely free from any Texaco dealer.
And of course, this is the Perry Allen Show, one of America's great listening posts.
Why, the boy needs help. He's not well.
Oh, well, it's 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, WKBW up in Adam time on a fearless Friday. Let's try this tune out, see what you think of it. No, you're not...
Mm-mm.
I'm glad you like it.
And like it on the Niagara frontier, they do. WKBW's second to none news coverage and a bright, happy flow of music and information keeps Buffalo tuned to the 1520 spot, and the sound continues. Smooth, likable, a lot of adjectives applied to the mid-morning and mid-afternoon frolics with Russ Syracuse.
Yeah.